Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio, AM 1020. It is KDKA. It is... I don't know if you ever saw the movie. It was a crappy movie. DC Cab. DC Cab, it had... Well, here's how crappy a movie it was. Gary Busey was a star. Max Gale, who played Wojciechowicz in Barney Miller, was in it. The only line that was worth a crud in... It was a bad movie. The only line that was worth anything... Gary Busey, at the end, of course, it all works out, and they saved the cab company, yeah. And at the end, Gary Busey says, I ain't working on this day, because it's Elvis's birthday. That's how I feel about Tom Waits. Today's Tom Waits' 70th birthday, so I'm celebrating it. And I told you before, I'll circle it all together. If you go on YouTube and search Tom Waits, Fernwood Tonight. Fernwood Tonight was a TV show. It was short-lived. It was beyond goofy. It was brilliant in its own weird way. It was a spoof of the local cable access variety shows that existed for a while, kind of like a Wayne's World thing, but before that. And Fred Willard was the host. Martin Mull was the sidekick. And they introduced this young fella to come play the piano. And Tom Waits plays the piano, has been drinking. And it's both him playing, but Martin Mull reacting to it. It's spectacular. You can look it up. I'll post it after the show. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. It doesn't have to be about Tom Waits. It can be about the impeachment stuff. It can be the story about Rudy. The president said Rudy is going to make a report. And I don't know if Rudy knew about it before I did. The president said Rudy's going to make a report about the stuff he learned, new information that's very good information. He hasn't heard it yet, but he's heard that it's new and it's very good, and Rudy's going to report it to Barr and report it to Congress. And this is about Ukraine. I don't know if I want Rudy on my side reporting stuff, but I won't turn away when Rudy goes up to report stuff. I would ask that Rudy get sworn in on the subpoena, because if I'm refusing to come and answer questions to a group of people, I probably am not going to pull off the notion of coming in and making a report and taking no questions to the same people, particularly when it's the same subject. Sandy in Oakland. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Eddie.
How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there right now. My husband just passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you need anything?
Not six good numbers for the lottery, maybe, but that. No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Well, just take it one day at a time.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, you have to be Helen Keller not to realize that our president has lied to you about everything. Okay?
All
I'm
right.
71 years old. As far as Rudy's concerned, I wouldn't let him defend my dog, okay, mm-hmm. Let alone me. I've seen Rudy on CNN where he's flip-flopped and lied and then admitted stuff. I've seen him on all the programs.
Rudy seems erratic.
He's off the rails.
Okay.
He is just, the boy is off the... He's not... he's not the mayor of New York with the integrity that he once had.
He seems like a different person. That is true.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I have read the Mueller report.
Mm-hmm.
I have read all the... I've taped all the hearings, watched them. I've read the memo. It's actually a memo of the call. It's not the actual call.
Right. They said it keeps getting referred to as a transcript, and it's not a transcript. It
no,
was
it's
edited.
Not.
And it was edited by the administration and put out. And the edited stuff that we don't know about, there was stuff that they left in it that they put out that was supposed to exonerate them that only made it worse. So that only builds the curiosity about what wasn't in the conversation.
Yeah, if you read that memo, as I call it, you'll see three dots after certain sentences.
Mm.
There's a legal term for that, and I don't remember what it is, but it means that something else is supposed to be in there after that sentence.
Right. Redacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's stuff that is not there.
I know.
Right? All of our intelligence agencies say it was Russia that messed with the 2016 election.
Right.
Every single one.
And they've
but
said
our
that.
President stood on the national stage with Putin and said he takes Putin's word for it.
Right. Well, that just happened today with the shooting at Pensacola. The president tweeted out that he talked to the king of Saudi Arabia, and the king is very upset, and they're going to make things right. The way it read was, the king feels bad, too, and they're going to pay people off, is the way it read.
Uh-huh.
I know.
But, you know, here's the thing. He doesn't want to release his taxes.
Right.
And here, but Congress and the Senate have the right to see them.
Well, the Supreme Court just at least short term put a hold on that. And something people don't realize, and I get this on social media. I'll post the story, and I'll get the screaming. I guess you want them to just see your taxes. I'm like, well, number one, I don't care. Number two, it's not about whether or not he's wealthy. That's not the issue with people wanting to see the taxes. If that's your issue, wanting to see him, you're petty and shallow. The issue is to find out if he's beholden to another country.
He is definitely beholden to Russia because his money has come from Deutsche Bank.
Yeah.
And that's Putin run. Okay? And even the boys said this on TV, on somebody's show. They said that our money comes from Deutsche Bank. Because no one in this country would lend Trump money.
Right.
He had to go outside the country. And he's into Saudi Arabia for money also.
I
can guarantee you both of those things. I'm sorry if I'm yelling.
That's okay.
I can guarantee you both of those things would show up on his taxes.
You do know one of the people that was in charge of giving him loans at Deutsche Bank hung himself a couple weeks ago.
No, I wonder why.
That's the part that, I don't want to say people ignore it, but that's the one thing that seems to connect everything together, Sandy. She mentioned Helen Keller, and in my brain I instantly started singing the Helen Keller song from the play that the kids put on in South Park. Water, Helen, water. She didn't want... KDK Radio. Radio, AM 1020, is KDKA. If you want an example of somebody just, as the saying, you be you, musically there's no better example in my life than that guy you just heard. Tom Waits is 70 years old today, and Tom Waits is him, and he's nobody else, and he has no interest in being anybody else. And if you dig him because him being him, that's fine. And if you don't, that's fine. My favorite Tom Waits story. He sued and won a bunch of money. I think it was Doritos. It was a chip. Somebody got a Tom Waits impersonator and did the vocal work on the commercial. And Tom Waits sued him. And the court said, you know what? Nobody else sounds like you so much so that can only be you. And okay, we'll give you money. Spectacular. 866-391-1020 if you'd like to text. Talking about Tom Waits' birthday, talking about the lady that fought a mountain lion to try and save her dog. I'd do the same thing. This text, why Trump won't allow his people to answer subpoenas. The reason is actually easy to understand. The persecution from the left has been relentless since the day that Trump took office, doing everything under the sun in search of a crime. Trump is finally fed up, and he isn't going to play his enemy's game anymore. On that day that Jeff Sessions recused himself, Trump stated, my presidency is over. What he meant was that his enemies, wait, it jumps around because it's multiple text. I'm sorry. What he meant was that an enemies, and now the rest cut off. What's one got to do with the other? So the reason he's ignoring subpoenas is because people were being mean to him? Like the reason he left NATO is because people were being mean to him? How does one connect to the other legally exactly? If I ever get a subpoena, I'm going to try that. I refuse. Well, on what grounds? You hurt my feelings. So that's it. It's easy to understand. Well, break it down some more because that didn't help me grasp it. One of the people who worked for Deutsche Bank was Supreme Court Justice Kennedy's son. Kennedy recommended Kavanaugh. Yes, he did. And he also retired out of the blue. I know. Eddie Martin Mull was the host. His name was Barth Gimble. Fred Willard was the sidekick. I got him reversed. I'm sorry. I've got a weird case of talk show dyslexia. You're right. Also, later on America Tonight. I remember Fernwood Tonight. And I was a little kid. And this was the same time. There's such weird stuff. What was the other one? Mary Hartman? And it was a spoof of soap operas, and Soap was a spoof of soap operas, but Fernwood Tonight was a goof. And I remember as a little kid, they were starting to pop up these local public access talk shows. And it was spectacular, even if I got it backwards. Richard in Castle Shannon. Richard, thank you for waiting on me, sir. You're on KDKA.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm confused whether history repeats itself or Trump repeats himself.
Okay.
A caller claims Rudy is Trump's attorney and as such has no knowledge.
Well, isn't attorney client privilege,
yeah,
right.
Isn't covered by lawyer client confidentiality.
Mm.
At the same time, Rudy is an associate of Trump's in government, and anything they do that's criminal is confidential. Good luck with it. How can Rudy refuse to answer a subpoena to answer questions about his own activities? I recall Trump and Cohen had a deal like that. Maybe Rudy can share a jail cell with Cohen before this is all over.
Do you think Rudy knew that he was giving a report before the president told reporters that he was giving a report?
You can't guess with these guys. They're it's like the Laughing Academy. Give everybody a 3-day pass. We won't know till it happens.
Well, now see, here's, I don't disagree with you because what you said is technically correct, but the timeline is in place. We don't know it yet, but there are people that do know it. And I don't know if you paid attention to this while we're talking about timelines, Richard. We find out stuff today, and then you look back at the timelines. Oh, okay, well, they being the intelligence committees or the intelligence community or whoever, they knew about it a month or two ago. So what we know, our timeline is roughly the same, but it's about a month back, unless something happens like Rudy going to Ukraine over the last 3 days. Would you want Rudy to defend you in a court of law?
No reputable attorney or firm of attorneys does what their claim to be doing. They represent their client and represent him in court. They're not his partners.
Do you have a dog, Richard?
No, but I understand what the lady's saying.
If you had a dog and you looked out and a mountain lion was jumping on your dog, what's your first reaction?
Well, I'd try to grab something long and sharp.
There you go.
And then go out and help the dog.
There you go. I could hear it in your voice, Richard. And you described how I leave the house most days in Ambridge. I'm going out. I need something sharp. Okay, ready. Gary in South Florida. Gary, thank you for waiting. Turn your radio down for me, see?
Hello, Mr. Crow.
Hey, Mr. Gary, how are you?
I'm okay. This is my view. I've been listening with interest. Am I too loud here?
No, you're fine.
I've been listening with interest, and this is my view.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this isn't about Rudy Giuliani. This is about, and this is serious, I believe America's at the breaking point.
Okay.
This is about the presidency. The character and the integrity of the presidency. I think it's more about that than it is about Mr. Giuliani. And I think the close of the what I believe describes it best, and it's by Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt said this about the presidency. The presidency is preeminently the place of moral leadership. We don't have that now, in my view, in America. And things are falling apart because of it.
What would you say to the people that would tell you now for the first time in many years, we do have a moral authority as president?
Could you repeat that just one more time, please?
I posted a story a couple days ago, and one of the responses was the president is the first moral authority that we've had in decades.
Is he talking about Mr. Trump?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't disagree more.
Okay.
I disagree zillions to infinity more. No, he is. I think that's what's lacking, and I think that's why America's at the breaking point, because the way it probably works in life and the presidency and across the board, I mean, we've all been through it. First things first, your character and your integrity comes first, not the economy. That's what I believe.
I think there are people that believe that, but Gary, I know for a fact there are people, and I hear from them, their first response, if you bring up anything to do with integrity or decency or behavior or manners, mm-hmm. the first response is, what about the economy? Look at the economy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in the end, thank you for listening. In the end, then it won't be the politicians who will decide the future fate of America.
Mm-hmm.
It will be us.
I hope so. I think it should always be that way.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, brother. Oh, I should have asked him his favorite Tom Waits song. He lives in South Florida. He's had to have been in a beach bar somewhere. You know, there's only so many Jimmy Buffett tunes that you can tolerate before you go to the jukebox and say anything else. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. I'm going back to this text that says the reason Trump won't allow his people to answer subpoenas is because it's persecution from the left. And he's not playing their game anymore. Man, if I'm taking crap and I'm taking crap for something I didn't do, I'm going to show up and talk about it. Absolutely. And that's the thing I keep coming back to at its most basic elemental level. And I'm getting better slash worse at it. When I'm having this conversation with people and they start screaming about Hunter Biden, I kind of glaze over because that already tells me they don't get what this conversation is about. You want to do a different investigation with Hunter Biden? Knock yourself out. I would point out that you had 2 years of a majority all over the board to do that investigation. And why didn't you do it then if it was such a nefarious act of badness? That's weird. But you want to have a separate one? Fine. But if the argument is, well, what about Hunter Biden? Well, what about sticking to the subject at hand? That's got nothing to do with this conversation. And here's what I keep coming back to every single time. And I can only apply my own life experiences to it. When somebody said I did something and I did it, I didn't really want to go talk about it. Didn't have a whole lot to say about the incident in gym class. And when somebody said I did something and I didn't do it, which, let's be honest, after a number of incidents in gym class, your name comes up, guilty or not. But when it's being said I did something and I didn't, man, I'm showing up. I'm camping out. I'll sit and have all the conversations you want. And it just keeps coming back to that. And the idea, well, he's not answering subpoenas because he's not playing their game anymore. Okay. Well, so A plus B equals an orange. KDK Radio. Radio, AM 1020. Tom Waits' birthday, and we're going to celebrate it. Police at the station, and they don't look friendly. They don't look friendly. They don't look friendly. What that means is they look unfriendly three times over. The show's almost over. Little time, about an hour, 20 minutes. And then I'm not going to be here for a little bit, so I'll get you yelling out. Go ahead and do it now. Or you can yell at me on social media. I mean, I pay attention to that too, and I respond mostly with smiley face. 866-391-1020 if you would like to text, or if you would like to call. This text says, seems we're at a stalemate on Trump. We all need to agree to disagree and calm down and see how this is going to play itself out. I don't disagree with what you're saying, but it's not, what's the stalemate? People are just refusing to believe what they're going to refuse to believe, and they're going to only believe what they decide to only believe. But how it plays out, that, you nailed it. And there's no way to predict how this is going to play out. The articles of impeachment have officially been written. There's a guy that has his own TV show, which, you know, sounds like a good idea, that went on TV and warned everybody that if the president's removed from office, there's going to be violence. And then he went down the list, and I'll quote, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Elliot Engel, Brad Sherman, and Charles Schumer are compelling calm, law-abiding, middle-class American citizens to prepare for the unthinkable, a violent civil war in America fought between the pagan left and the religious right. Dude, I grew up in a law-abiding, middle-class society, and I'm told I'm the pagan left, so I'm confused as to the direction you're going with your propaganda. quote, their actions are compelling me and others to immediately get ready to defend our families and personal lives and our property if violence erupts in America. Over the impeachment and ouster of President Trump, the Democrats are forcing me to stockpile ammunition. That's what this pinhead said. Nah, bro. Your own frothing lunacy is causing you to stockpile ammunition. Your own frothing lunacy makes me think perhaps you should be someone that, while it's okay to stockpile MREs or the occasional box of ramen, maybe weapons aren't for you right now. I strongly encourage you to take immediate action to prepare your home and family for the worst. Dude, oh, you're fine. I ain't coming over. You're fine. 866-391-1020 to call or to text and to say there's going to be violence in America. Hey, a Saudi Arabia guy just shot American service people and killed them. Please get indignant about that. If you're worried so damn much about violence, please worry about that. And if you really, truly buy into worrying about that, perhaps, maybe, you have a little bit of an issue with the president's response. The president's response to that was, I talked to the king, and he says he's real bummed out, and they're going to take care of it. And it's already been reported that it's not going to be viewed as a terrorist act. Oh, okay. Come up with a different word. That doesn't sound like a stalemate. Blair in Dormont. Hi, Blair.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, man.
Hey, about the impeachment hearings.
Yes, sir.
When it goes to the Senate, I think what's going to happen is they're going to present a case of the money was delivered to the Ukraine. It was held up for, what, 15 days? How many days was it held up?
It was held up until the administration found out somebody said something about it.
How many days was that?
What difference does that make in whether or not you held it up?
It doesn't, 15 or if it was 3 months.
Okay.
The other thing, okay, so they got the money. Ukraine got the money, right?
Right.
None of the leaders from the Ukraine went on CNN and announced investigations into the Bidens, correct?
Right.
Okay. So are you going to remove a president for what they think he might have been doing?
Are you going to let someone off the hook because they couldn't figure out a way to blackmail somebody correctly?
You're saying that's the intention that they were.
Dude, listen to me. Listen to me. If you try to kill me, but you mess it up, they're still going to arrest you for trying to kill me. It's not the success right. of the act, it's the act.
Right. But the thing was, all the testimony we've heard mm-hmm. is secondhand and opinion on what they think the president might have been saying, what his intentions might have been.
That's not, first off, what you just said, now, first, what you just said is not true. They were more specific than that. And if nothing happened, wouldn't you want the president to send his people forward to say nothing happened?
No, because what's going to happen is the reason they won't go before those committees and testify is mm-hmm. because they don't want to be caught in a perjury trap. That's why they don't want to do it. General Flynn. Look at General Flynn.
So, wait a minute. Is that not an indication to you that maybe there's some malfeasance going on? If going before somebody under oath concerns that they're going to bust you for lying previously under oath?
Yeah, but see, they'll bust you for things that you might have misstated here, and then they'll go back and come at you from a different angle and say, oh, you committed perjury.
So if you ask ask me a question a month ago and I answer it, and you ask me now, do you really expect the answer is going to be different?
It could be.
If I was lying now.
But no, you're assuming that they're lying in the first place. But what I'm saying is, like, look at General Flynn. They're going to try to send him to jail.
Right.
And in the end, I bet you he doesn't go to jail because I bet you they figure out that the way that the government handled that whole case is wrong. You know what I mean?
He lied to Congress.
What's that?
He lied to Congress.
But watch when the IG report comes out and they tell us how that whole thing got put together. Just like this hearing was shipped, how this all got put together. He knows the whistleblower. The message was sent out to anybody in the deep state. Hey, you got something on Trump. Bring it to the Congress, and we'll run with it, and the press will cover it.
They sent they sent a message out through the deep state. Are there any records verifying that? Any logs? Any text? Any phone calls? Anything like that?
Probably not, Eddie.
Well,
and there wouldn't be. You know what I mean?
Well, but see, why are there logs of Devin Nunes talking to Rudy's buddy?
Right, which is going to be found out to be illegal, too. How the hell did Schiff get a hold of Nunes's phone?
So it's not what's going on, it's how people are finding out what's going on that's the issue?
Is it legal to get somebody else's phone call logs? Nunes wasn't under investigation, was he?
We went through this right after the inauguration, arguing about, well, they wiretapped his phone. No, if Nunes called somebody whose phone's already under surveillance, he becomes part of it. And that's what happened right after the inauguration.
Right, but that's what you got to ask. Why are these people under surveillance? Because the deep state says that they should be.
Well, who's the deep state?
People like Schiff, people like Nadler.
You're giving me examples of people. Who is the deep state?
People that were that have been around for many, many years in the government that don't necessarily like Trump and don't necessarily like his policies.
If they've been around many, many years, I got more questions. If they've been around many, many years and they don't like Trump, so they were in the deep state for many, many years waiting to take revenge on Trump?
No, they were undermining Trump. They wanted to undermine Trump. They didn't like his policies.
Why didn't they undermine other presidents?
Like Obama?
Or Bush?
Because Bush and Obama let them do their thing, and they didn't get involved in what they were doing.
It was Bush that said there are weapons of mass destruction when there weren't, and the intelligence all said there weren't. But what's his name from Halliburton said there was, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but as you remember, the Democrats didn't vote against that us going into Iraq either. You know, Hillary Clinton didn't vote against it. You know what I mean? Because you know what it was? It was right after 9/11, and everybody was gung-ho on getting somebody back, and that's why they allowed them to invade. You know what I mean?
What do you think about today's news? I'm sorry?
But in the end, I think once it goes to the Senate, and the Senate has the trial, and then people are going to see the whole case of it, and they're not going to convict them. You know that. I know that. And it's going to be over with. And I think the only purpose in the beginning of this whole thing was, see if we can pick off some voters from him. Let's see if we can get people to say, I don't want to go through this for another 4 years of investigations, so I don't think I'm going to vote for him again. And I think that's the real intention here. Because they know when it goes to the Senate, he's not going to be convicted. They know that. But they want to try to put enough doubt in people's heads and deter people from saying, I don't want to vote for him again because I don't want to go through another 4 years of investigations. And I think that's the main purpose of these whole investigations. Because look at the people that have testified. Well, I heard somebody say that, this, blah, blah, blah. I heard it on a phone call. You know, I heard the president say this. I mean, they put out the transcripts of the call, and
that wasn't a transcript.
What was it?
It was a summation put forth by the administration. There were things in that call that did not get put in that piece of paper. That was not a transcript. By statement of the administration, that was not a transcript. Blair, you call me anytime, buddy. I appreciate you taking the time. We'll see. I wouldn't bet for or against anything at this point. I disagree with one thing. You said, well, people are going to not vote for him because they won't want to deal with four more years of this. I disagree with that. There are people that are going to vote for him because they think he's being picked on. There are going to be people that won't vote for him, and I don't think it has anything to do with this. KDK Radio. Thank you. Radio, AM 1020. It's KDKA. Celebrating the life and times of Tom Waits. Today is Tom Waits' 70th birthday. And, yeah, I'm not going to hesitate. That's a guy that America should embrace. We talk about Americans, they do their own thing and they individuality, and if it's enough for them, they don't care what other people think, they just do it. That's Tom Waits. Sometimes people are unsettling. That's Tom Waits. Sometimes they're brilliant. It's Tom Waits. He was one of the first guys that I discovered as a kid that made me understand, or made me, you know, catch up to the notion that words in music could be as important as the music. Absolutely changed my life. I ran down the list. Tom Waits was one. The first Dire Straits record, the lyrics, that was one. Harry Chapin, Cat Stevens. I know I'm forgetting three or four. But the people that I heard, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's not about bubblegum. That's not about puppy love. And it's not this happy boppy stuff. And it was totally different. So we're celebrating that. Embrace the weird. And there's no better example of that than Tom Waits. Blair, thank you for the call before the break. I don't believe there are too many people that are looking at next year's election saying, all right, I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet, but if they keep messing with the president, that's going to change it. I don't believe that. I believe there are people that are going to vote for him no matter what. I know for a fact there are people that have told me I'm voting for him just because everybody's giving him a hard time. And the people that aren't going to vote for him aren't going to vote for him for things before this. 866-391-1020 if you would like to text, or if you would like to email. Blair made you look silly. The whole thing is a political sham. The Democrats ain't got nobody. They ain't got nobody. Who's about it? Long live Tom Waits, Trump 2020. Eddie, the Senate may not kick him out of office, but the House is still going to impeach him. VA from VA. Eddie reads the text. I can't find anybody else who likes the Rolling Stones song 2,000 Light Years from Home. What? Do you like it? No. I didn't mean to upset you. I'm saying you love it? Right on, man. That was the old, like, psychedelic hippie flower children stuff, right? First off, I think I was like 2 or 3 years old when that record was, when the record came out, mid, late 60s, if memory serves. But that whole record reminded me, you remember the Spinal Tap era when they were singing things like "Listen, what the flower people say," right? That's what that whole record sounded like. And I wasn't a Stones guy anyway. Dire Straits, Kinks. You talking about lyrics? Oh dear Lord! Get the old Kinks record "Life on the Road" and check out the lyrics to that. That's at least unsettling. Diane in Pittsburgh. Hi, Diane.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey. What's the matter?
I know you said you have some things to do and you're not going to be on for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're going to visit your parents or your daughter or spend some time in the holidays.
My daughter lives in Bloomfield. I go over there once a week to help her clean.
Well, she used to be in Mount Lebanon.
Right.
That's like real close to me, and I was surprised she moved there.
Yep. She wants to do the hipster life thing, and she realizes it's silly, so she's basically living ironically, and I can appreciate that. But, yeah, she's in Bloomfield now.
But you said, you know, you're going to be off for a while, so I was hoping that you got a chance to go visit your parents for the holidays or whatever.
We'll see. That's a tentative, you know how it's not a plan, but it's a consideration of a plan.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
I hope it is. But anyway, I just wanted to touch base with you. Eddie the opossum and the other ones here are here and alive, and they have been coming out. I'm really early, like 6 and a clock instead of like 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 and 1 in the a.m.
Well,
and I think about you all the time.
All right. You realize a possum's like a man. You can't reel them in or give them a schedule. They do what they do. Diane, thank you for calling. Diane's got a possum that comes out and visits her, and she named the possum after me. And nothing in my life makes me prouder. Dan in Ohioville. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good evening, Eddie.
Hey, man.
The gentleman that just called a little bit before, I love this whole thing about the deep state,
Right. Oh, dude, I'm a huge fan of the deep state, but you got to give me more than just the deep state. I'm a big conspiracy person, but I need info to build it, you know?
Well, I'm not that big on conspiracy, but let's deal with Nunez. Nunez, the way, if I recall, his phone log came out.
Right.
Was through a FOIA request.
Yep.
And it wasn't any deep state. The guy works for the government. He works for us. We have a right for certain records. I can request them. You can request them. A newspaper person can request them. And they have to turn them over. And then, meanwhile, Nunez was supposed to be over there working for us when he was visiting the neighborhood over there.
I remember when that story broke, Dan. The story was, okay, why is he calling that guy? But to me, the bigger story was, if you're really gung-ho about busting this guy and you're investigating him, why did it take somebody's Freedom of Information Act request to get that information, and why hadn't you done that before if you're truly investigating this guy?
Right. And again, this happened 3 years ago. Why all of a sudden is it such a hot burner topic for Trump whenever back then Biden was in the lead? He looked like he was the front candidate.
Right.
And yeah, I think what, you know, Hunter Biden, he probably got the job because of his dad. You know, imagine that, like a kid getting a job because of his dad.
Right.
And influence, or your dad's a president and you get all these endorsements and
patents. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, how can you be so hypocritic and not say, like, look, you're interested in corruption? So do we cut the money off to Israel until Netanyahu gets his name cleared?
Right. Here was the issue with the whole corruption thing when it fell apart for me, Dan. When the story broke that the administration wasn't interested in an investigation, they were only interested in the new Ukraine president announcing on CNN that there was going to be an investigation. That's not about corruption. John in South Union Township. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Good, man. What's up?
Yeah, I think a while ago you mentioned the female comedian who used to do that routine called Roseanne, Roseanne, Dana.
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner. I couldn't think of her name.
Yes.
She was married to a guy named Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Who was also in a well-known movie called Silver Streak. You ever see that?
With what was the woman's name? And the woman was screaming hot. It was Richard Pryor. And my favorite line is, they asked Richard Pryor what he wants to do, and his response is, I left my Jag in Kansas City. Jill Claiborne. Does that sound right?
Jill Claiborne, yeah.
Oh, she was so hot in that. You do realize if somebody made that movie today, people would lose their minds, right, John? When they decide they have to sneak Gene Wilder back on the train, what do? They go to the shoeshine guy at the train station and get the shoe polish. Oh, people would lose their minds today. I was talking about celebrity couples because in addition to Tom Waits' birthday being today, He was married for a long time to, she's passed away, Eileen Brennan. And if you don't know who that is, the movie FM is about radio station in L.A. in the 70s. She was Mother, the night DJ. And if you remember the show, not the movie, but the TV show, Private Benjamin, she was the sergeant or commanding officer. You would know her if you saw her. That got me talking about famous celebrity couples I'd want to hang out with. Tom Waits and Eileen Brennan would have been one. He just mentioned Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder. You know who we forgot? Oh, Judy Tenuta. Who's she married to? Well, we'll fix it. Comedian. It's going to drive me nuts. They're both insane. I'll get it. KDKA Radio.